From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush today prodded his counterpart, Vladimir Putin, about the state of democracy in Russia. Their meeting took place in Bratislava, Slovakia, at the end of Mr. Bush's tour of Europe. From Bratislava, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
A dominant theme of this whole trip was the promotion of democracy around the world. At each stop, from Belgium to Germany to Slovakia, the president talked about spreading freedom, the new Iraqi democracy, and about his call for an independent Palestinian state. Today, it was a noon hour speech to thousands of people gathered in the old city square of Bratislava.
I've come here to thank you for your contributions to freedom's cause and to tell you that the American people appreciate your courage and value your friendship. On behalf of all Americans, Yakuyem, and may God bless you all.
But that speech was soon followed by the most anticipated event of the entire trip, the summit between Mr. Bush and Russia's Vladimir Putin. For months, President Bush has been publicly expressing criticism of Putin, citing as examples steps that limit Russian press freedoms and Putin's decision to appoint rather than elect provincial governors. He promised to bring those issues up in Bratislava and in his opening statement at a news conference following the event, confirmed that he had.
I was able to share my concerns about Russia's commitment in fulfilling these universal principles. I did so in a constructive and friendly way. I reaffirm my belief that that it is democracy and freedom that bring true security and prosperity in every land.
The Russian leader, meanwhile, did not address the issue in his opening remarks, but when asked directly about it, said he and President Bush had discussed the issues at length. Then, speaking through an interpreter, he said Russia had made its choice in favor of democracy.
This is our final choice, and we have no way back. There can be no return to what we used to have before.
President Bush said that that public statement satisfied him. Mr. Bush, however, was then put on the defensive himself when he was asked by a Russian journalist about limits on democratic freedoms in America following 9/11.
I live in a transparent country. I live in a country where decisions made by government are wide open. And people are able to call people to me to account, which many out here do on a regular basis.
Putin, meanwhile, defended his action, saying democracy doesn't mean anarchy. And he talked about the decision to eliminate some elections, citing America's electoral college system as part of his answer. He said people outside of Russia don't have a full understanding of what is taking place.
The leaders of the regions of the Russian Federation will not be appointed by the president. The candidacies will be submitted to regional parliaments that are elected through secret ballot by all the citizens. This is, in essence, a system of the electoral college, which is used on the national level in the United States and is not considered undemocratic, is it?
There were some tangible achievements that came out of this meeting. The U.S. and Russia now have an agreement to work together to prevent nuclear materials from falling into the hands of terrorists. And they agreed that it's imperative that Iran and North Korea not possess nuclear weapons. Presidents Bush and Putin will meet again in just over 2 months in Moscow for ceremonies marking the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. Don Gagne, NPR News in Bratislava.